Australia Overnight, the weekend edition. Now, Australia Post has warned it won't deliver mail to addresses with aggressive dogs, with more than 55 posties a week being attacked by dogs while on the job. Now, to allow your dog access to chase, bite or knock a postie off his or her bike is not okay. And our next guest says the difference between ensuring a postie stays safe from a dog attack lies with you, the dog's human. So here to explain more is Cathy Capalis-McLeod, who is a dog behaviour expert from Cathy's Dog Training, and it's the first time on the program. Hi there, Cathy.
Pat, thank you so much. How fantastic. I believe you're super popular, so I'm really honoured to be on your show. Thank you.
Oh, there you go, Cathy. You've started off well. That's the right thing to say.
How to win friends and influence people.
Exactly right. Now, posties being attacked by the dog. Let's start with why dogs do it, I guess. They're being territorial, aren't they, Cathy?
Yeah, look, many are. And, some have got different motivations for chasing, Pat, but nonetheless, it's not acceptable. Some will just chase because it's a moving, object and won't create any harm, but it'll certainly create a lot of fear in the poor postie. And others will chase and will grab and nick some skin, and others will bite and attack. So regardless of the motivation, it should not be going on because dogs are triggered by movement. And even many of your listeners would be nodding their heads saying, "Oh, yeah, when I walk past, my dog will react to, a gopher, or to react to a truck or a motorbike, or scooters." So many won't, but many will indeed. So they are triggered by instincts to chase something.
And do we never know when a dog will bite? As you say, some will sort of bark and just react. Others will grab and bite. There's owners out there, Cathy. Do these people frustrate you who say, "Oh, look, he's only barking, he'll be fine," and they sort of disregard the threat by just downplaying it?
Yeah, it annoys me completely because nothing much has changed. I've even done talks here with our local post office and posties still continue to get bitten. So the message doesn't appear to be getting through to some of these irresponsible dog owners because, let's face it, the responsible ones have got their dogs in their property, not at the front wandering and meandering, because the posties and other service people, they're doing us a service. They're delivering us our mail. They're delivering us our packages. And they don't need, they're doing this so many times a day, so you can imagine the potential for an incident. But this can all be eradicated by it's not a postie problem, it's a dog owner problem. Keep your dogs under control. Don't have them at the front door where you're going to open the door to receive your package and where there's a pretty good chance that your dog's going to rush past you because you've got no control.
So is that what's happening mostly? Sort of, someone's opening the door to receive the package and they're not controlling the dog and the dog is rushing past the door and biting the postie. Is that basically how it mostly happens?
That's mostly, and another one is where people forgot to put their roller door down and the dog's well aware that there's an intruder as they see it on their front property. Yes. So they rush at full speed by this stage through the side of the house, come through the roller door and nab the postie. So they come in through the front door where the owner should be aware, absolutely aware of where their dog is, through the roller door that they should have put down but that they didn't put down. Right. And others feel that it's quite okay for their dogs to meander in front of their property that hasn't got a gate, that's open. Yes. For them to trot past on the footpath, which I have to say, Pat, that would be a nightmare for anybody who's got a reactive dog, a dog that's scared of other dogs. Yes. To come across a dog meandering and not under the owner's control, and that just will ruin that person's day. Mm.
133693 for our listeners. We're chatting to Cathy Capalis-McLeod, a dog behaviour expert, about this story during the week about posties, 55 posties a week being attacked by dogs while on the job. Look, there's a lot there to unpack, as they say. But what about, I read that small dogs are mostly the ones going for the posties. Would that be right, the small dogs?
Certainly there is a good balance, the big dogs seem to get the media coverage because if they haven't got bite inhibition, meaning that if they're going to go up to somebody and bite, they're the ones that, supposedly with the bigger jaw and more damage. But there's many a bigger dog that will chase and not do any damage. Of course, we're saying it shouldn't chase, any dog shouldn't chase. But if you've got a small dog, And they can take off, you know, very powerfully. They've got those little legs that can move, and they're, you know, it might be small dog syndrome, but geez, they can move. And if their motivation is that of a territorial one and not really caring too much for strangers, and also being triggered by movement, they can also do a bit of damage. You know, we might sort of snicker at what they could do, but regardless, I have seen damage by little dogs on children and on adults, and it's not a laughing matter.
Is it a consequence of our sort of, would this happen in the past? You know, I'm thinking pampered pooches. Now dogs are inside, they're part of the family, are they more territorial? And, you know, owners are being, you know, they're not understanding that it is a dog and you need to take some sort of some measures when someone's at the door. Is it because of this culture of this pampered dog at home that loves mum and dad, and as soon as someone comes to the door, they go for them?
I know what you're saying, and I do like your thought process there. And it could be a little bit of the, if the dog is being, let's just sort of talk on the pampering side of it, if it has been guided quite a lot, as in, you know, I won't give you too much leadership because I'm not too sure what to do. I like you more as my friend. And then the dog's saying, you know, I'm not getting much guidance from my lovely human here, and I'm kind of left on my own to, with the instincts that I've got, with the DNA that I've got, and with the experiences that I've got, that my owner doesn't really step up in these situations. And you know, when that doorbell rings, or when I hear that motorbike or whatever it might be, I'm going to go to the door. And because, you know, my human's not really giving me much guidance, I'm going to stuff up. And that's the thing too, the dogs don't know any different. They're just acting as a dog, good or bad. Yes. We have to step up for them. And you can still pamper a pooch, Pat, as we know, but set some boundaries. You know, there's no business for dogs that have got quite this guarding territory, and you can see they're likely to get, you know, in themselves into a pickle, to be right at the front door. You know, just call out to the post, you know, just a minute, I'll put my dog away. Or if you tune in and you know, these days we get messages to say you've got a parcel that'll be delivered. Already preempt, have them in the backyard, you know, because at the end of the day, it's a no-win for anybody. It's a no-win for you, for your dog, or for the person who gets bitten. And it's, definitely no winners out of it, and it can be easily avoided.
Can you train your dog to be better behaved? As you say, it's up to the human. Be prepared. They're just acting on instinct. But can you sort of train your dog to, you know, sit and not move, and when the doorbell goes off, not react to that? Or is that sort of not the way to do it?
I love this. Yeah, many would do. Look, many a dog would actually, you know, myself, you know, I can take packages, as I have done, and my dogs will just sit there because they haven't got a guarding quality, nor are they territorial, nor do they bark. So, but nonetheless, I'm still very cautious. I like to practice what I preach, and I'm respectful of the other person just because my dogs do that. Yes. And like you said earlier, I'm sure that the postie doesn't want to hear, my dog's okay, because how many times have they heard that and the dog isn't okay? But many a dog would actually naturally do that. And look, you know, we're talking about, you know, the many that do, you know, get up to mischief because of their owner's bad behaviour. This is owners behaving badly and letting their dogs misbehave. But there's so many dogs that you would probably love up a postie. I'm sure the ones that have been bitten and are a bit dog fearful would not care less. And many that would just be very indifferent and wouldn't care less. So yes, you can. But with those ones that you know that, no, my dog's quite volatile in these situations, I wouldn't even risk it. I'll just say, guess what? Mind your own business, doggy. Your mum and dad are going to take you in the backyard, or pop you in another room, and you know, I'm not going to even go there because it's, the risk is just not worth it. Because there's many a dog, that's where these little ones are getting through the front doors as well. They just sneak past their owners, but big dogs are doing it as well. So we really have to step up as dog owners.
Australia Overnight dog behaviour expert Kathy Capellas McLeod, 133-693 to join the conversation. You say there, but, you know, I mentioned earlier my dog's okay. When my kids were smaller, Kathy, that frustrated me about, you know, dog parks and things where some owners said, oh, no, that's okay. Your child can pat my dog because, you know, my baby jumps all over the dog, and at home that's, you know, so pleasant. And I would know, I'd say to my kids, no, you know, because you just never know. It's a dog. So, you know, adults who are saying to children, pat my dog because it's a beautiful dog, you know, don't do it because you just never know.
And don't feel that you need to please other people. You know, if you've got a doubt in your mind about how your dog might behave, be okay to say, look, thank you, but if you wouldn't mind, you know, don't pat my dog, please, because there's no point in, you know, just risking that chance just because your dog is okay with your own children. There's many that aren't okay with other children. And again, there's many that are, that love everybody. But yeah, you've got to almost even tune into the person too. Like, you know, when you say to somebody, oh, can I pat your dog? Is your dog okay? And they go, oh, yeah, it's okay. And you can see in their voice, thinking, oh, you don't sound like, you know, you're confident yourself. But also too, we need to watch the dog's body language. And many a dog would prefer just to be left alone. There's others, you know, that would love, you know, children to bits and jump all over them. But this is not, you know, we've just got to just step up again. It's not about, you know, I don't want people to come up to me when I'm walking my dogs. I want to mind my own business. I don't want loose dogs coming up to me when I'm walking my dogs. I want to have my peace and quiet and just to be left alone. My dogs don't need to be padded. They're fine, by the way, but that's not the point. You know, I just don't want children coming up. I don't want, I just want to be left alone. And as dog owners, we've got every right to. And that way there's just more harmony, because these people that are nice, that are, you know, allowing their children to go up to the dog, if the dog does bite, I can tell you, Pat, some of these people go from nice to nasty within nanoseconds. Your dog just bit my child. Your child just ran. And I said, don't pat my dog. So you can get, you know, a bit of drama at the park. So who needs that in life?
That's right. It's both ends of the equation, isn't it? Drama for the person doing the patting and the owner of the dog. And pick up your dog poo too. Don't forget your dog baggies.
Look, it's so easy. It is so easy. And look, I'm onto people. I can see that they're on their mobile, and when things are happening with their dog going to the toilet, then funnily enough, they're off their mobile. And I'm thinking, don't try that trick. We've seen it. Just pick up after your dog. It's less embarrassing. It's not embarrassing at all to pick up after your dog, but it's super embarrassing. And just as dog people too, the responsible ones, we don't like it. Because it's almost like we get put into that category. Oh, dog people are disgusting or whatever it might be. But I don't like seeing dog poop splattered around everywhere, and especially in my front lawn, Pat. Oh my gosh, I love my lawn.
Yeah.
And what's the deal with these, you know, dog turds on my lawn?
That's right. Nothing worse than, that's right, accidentally stepping in a dog turd.
Oh my God, I know. I would never do that. I would never leave, you know, any dog poop on another person's property. But we've got different people out there, and by talking about it, hopefully we can raise an awareness and you know, because people are watching you. People are watching you. Yes. There's video cameras everywhere.
Yes, that's right. See, Kathy's watching you, she knows. And there's various suburbs too. I used to live in are you in Melbourne? I was in Albert Park for a little while. Where are you, Kathy?
I'm in Perth. Oh, you're Western in Perth. Australia.
Well, we should do the biggest pampered pooches suburbs, because Albert Park is sort of the capital for pampered pooches and all that stuff, and dog parks and those sorts of things. At least that was my experience. You're great, no worries. So we can find you. You're kathysdogtraining.com.au. Is that where we're
definitely.
Yeah, and you can come around. Well, you're in Perth, but you know, if there's a dog misbehaving or some sort of advice, that's sort of your thing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I like to work with dogs behaving badly. You know, more of the, you know, antisocial behaviours, the anxious dogs, dog-to-dog reactivity or dogs that don't like people is more the areas that I like to work in, and just help improve their confidence so they can live better lives.
kathysdogtraining.com.au. Check out her website, Kathy Capellas-McLeod. It's her debut on the show Australia Overnight, and I think we've done well, Kathy. I reckon we've...
Thanks, Pat. Winning. This has made my day.
We're winning. That's right.
Well, my night.